Go on to the next page. Now we will begin Part B with the first conversation. Questions 31 through 35. Listen to a conversation between two friends.
Ow! That hurts!
What happened? Did you cut yourself?
Yes, on the edge of this paper. How can such a little cut hurt so much? I'm not even bleeding, but my finger really hurts.
You know, I read something about that. It turns out that a little cut on a finger can hurt a lot more than a big cut somewhere else.
Why? That doesn't make any sense.
Actually, it does. There are more nerve endings in your hands than almost anywhere else in the body, and it's the nerve endings that allow you to feel pain.
Well, I guess that's true.
Also, a little cut like yours won't damage the nerve endings, just irritate them. If they were damaged, you'd feel less pain, but the wound could be more serious.
So I suppose I should be happy my finger hurts so much,
right? Right. Now, go get yourself a bandage.
Why? You just told me it's not serious.
It's not, but it does seem to be bothering you. Putting a bandage over the cut will keep the skin from drying and will help keep the skin together. If the skin stays together, the nerve endings won't be exposed, and the cut will hurt less.
Number 31. How did the man cut himself? Number 32. What surprised the man? Number 33. According to the woman, what determines how painful a cut is? Number 34. What advice does the woman give the man? Number 35. What will the man probably do about the cut on his finger? Questions 36 through 38. Listen to an interview with an environmental microbiologist.
Today's guest on Science Update is David Brown. Dr. Brown, you and your team have found bacteria far below the Earth's surface. You must be thrilled about your discovery.
Well, yes, it's very exciting. For a long time, we'd suspected the presence of such organisms, but we lacked substantial evidence.
How did you confirm the existence of the bacteria?
Well, technology helped. Our drilling techniques have improved significantly, and so the risk that surface bacteria could be mistaken for those found at much greater depth was reduced. With the new techniques, we could get much deeper into the earth.
How far down did you actually get?
In one case, about 3 kilometers. We were surprised, I must tell you, that there were organisms that far down.
You know, it sounds like fiction, something like a lost world.
Let's call it a hidden biosphere, and it's probably a very extensive one. The mass of the living organisms below the surface may be equal in size to the mass of the surface bacteria.
Have you found any unique life forms?
Yes. One of the organisms is the first anaerobic bacillus ever discovered. That means it can live and grow only where there is no oxygen.
Is there any danger of these bacteria infecting people when you bring them to the surface?
The bacteria in question were adapted to an environment that's hostile and alien to humans. Conversely, these anaerobic bacteria could not survive in our environment, so we really don't need to worry about these bacteria causing illness in people.
Number 36. What is the main topic of the interview? Number 37. What aspect of the hidden biosphere does the man discuss? Number 38. According to the man, why is there no danger of infection by the bacteria? This is the end of Part B. Go on to the next page.